Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Ed, if you are the front office of the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Elias, do you want to blow things up right now and start over?
No.
Why is that?
I don't think it's got a great nucleus in this team. What does blow it up mean? I hear people say this. I'm like, I wouldn't blow this team up. You got a team that is been decimated with injuries. It just, again, besides all the pitches we've lost and position plays, now you lose two catchers in the same series. I mean, look, this season it may not be salvageable, but you got the same guys coming back next year. And I think, you know, if they're healthy, you have the same team that's winning 192 games the last, you know, two seasons. I think the last five seasons are like one of the most winning teams in baseball. So like, I just don't get this whole blow it up. Blow up who? Who are you going to get rid of? You're going to get rid of, like, you know, Gunnar or Adley or Westberg? Like, who goes? You want to get rid of some of the veterans? Okay.
That's not blowing it up. Right. See, when I hear that's people different. Blow it up, that's what I'm thinking, what you just said. Okay, if you're telling me you're going to trade O'Hearn, I don't want to, but that's not blowing it up.
Mullins, I get it.
These are expiring contracts.
Right.
Blowing it up is like what you said. You're getting rid of a Basayo. You're getting rid of a Jackson Holiday. You're getting rid of a Gunnar or a Couser. Mm-hmm. Or one of those guys. I don't even think trading Kerstad is blowing it up. I don't think that's blowing it up, but the guys right now that are producing for them, the young ones.
And it's good. They got a good young core, man.
And you know why I don't think that's a good idea? For Mike Elias?
Mm-hmm.
Because these are my guys. I sold you on these guys.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get these guys extended. I'm not trying to get rid of them. So if I'm waving a white flag and then getting rid of my guys, then I'm signaling to ownership, I screwed up.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's why you don't blow this thing up. Mike Elias has got to, if the ship is going to go down, he's got to learn how to swim because he got to go down. Yeah. These are his, he didn't inherit. This is not Chris Davis.
Right.
He didn't inherit this. He brought this in. The only person that he inherited out of this is Grayson Rodriguez. All these other guys are his.
Yeah.
You can't blow things up. That's ridiculous. You're signaling to ownership, man, I screwed up. So if I'm an owner, if I'm one of the owners that I'm already, keep in mind, this ownership didn't hire Mike Elias. He was hired by the other guys.
That's right.
So if I'm one of the owners, you know, kind of side-eyeing Mike Elias and company, and all of a sudden you get rid of guys, I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, all right. Maybe you're next.
Yeah.
But if that's said, there's somebody in the ownership group that's side-eyeing them, and all of a sudden these guys turn it around, now what are you going to do? You can't do anything with me. My guys turned it around. I just think that's bad optics.
Yeah, it would be terrible optics. And thankfully, I doubt that's going to happen. But I do hear the people asking for it. Like, and do what? Like, I love people throw these grenades into a room and then just walk out like, okay, blow it up. And then who replaces who? Who's going to replace the guys you want to get rid of?
Throwing grenades in the room. Even kind of a visual of the mozzarella sticks guys.
Yeah, yes, right. Yeah, that's it.
I got an idea. What? Blow it up. Boom. And walk away.
Yeah. Okay. And then what?
Yeah. Let's go out to White Plains and get Mike. What's up, Mike? Mike?
Mike, Mike. Well, man. I mean, what's going on? Can you hear me?
I got you now.
I'm sorry. I was wondering, man. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to blow it up for? You got a bunch of young players. You're going to blow it up to get a bunch of young players?
Yeah.
I don't quite understand how you blow. I mean, this team would not be in the predicament it's in right now had it not been for all the injuries.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they've proven that they can win with this team. So why would you blow that team up, man? Why don't you just go ahead and suck up your losses right now with your injuries, man? Get healthy and then go ahead and move forward. You know what I mean?
I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you. Let's go to the starting lineup from day one, Ed. Ryan Mountcastle at first, am I right?
Yeah.
Jackson Holliday at second.
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar Henderson at third. Westbrook at third.
Yeah.
Cowser in the outfield. Sid in the outfield. O'Neal in the outfield. And the DH was O'Hearn. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
O'Hearn, Holliday. You know what they have in common?
What?
The only ones out of that group that has not been on the IL.
Oh.
Everybody else has been on the IL at least once.
That's true.
Everybody else. No, that's nothing wrong. Injuries aren't a problem. And for those of you that says, well, they may need to check the trainer. How is it the trainer's fault that Westberg slid head first into second base and jammed his fingers up? How is that the trainer's fault? How is it the trainer's fault that Cowser dove first base and broke his hand? How is that the trainer's fault?
Yeah.
That's not the trainer's fault. What are you talking about? We're always looking for blame. It's not their fault. Let's go to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, Rob, you would know this better than anybody. Is Basayo going to come up because Hanley got injured?
I would know it better than anybody. Doesn't mean I know. I mean, I go based on what the manager said, but Mancillino said he's not a guy you bring up because you have injuries. He's a guy that brings up because he's ready. They got to determine that he's ready before they make that call. I don't know if he's ready. I don't know if they feel he's ready. If they do, if the only thing you're bringing them up for is to fill a roster spot, you don't bring that guy up for that. They got other guys in the organization you bring up for that. You let those guys be the lame duck. But, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Now, I'm just going by what the manager said. 410-583-1057 is the number. Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
We had our state softball tournament this weekend.
How'd you do?
We won the bronze medal.
Good. Oh, good job.
Thank you. And how long will it be before we see catcher Samuel Bustelo up with the Orioles? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day, too.
Don't know. I mean, could be very soon, or they may, you know, just let him sit and, you know, till they deem him ready.
And that's the only way I can answer that question. I really don't.
No, I don't know either.
I really don't know. Again, just going by what the manager said, it doesn't sound like he's ready to me right now. Right now. But that was before Maverick Hanley got knocked out.
Yeah.
By Jazz Chisholm yesterday.
He was like perpendicular to the ground.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Jazz Chisholm had two collisions at the plate yesterday. He just came off the IL himself.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jonathan in Canton. What's up, Jonathan? Jonathan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to talk about Felix Bautista. I don't think we get to see how much of an asset he is right now because we're not winning very many games. But if you're talking about rebuilding the team, I think he's got to be a pivotal piece. And he's getting paid $1 million this year and no contract extension. He's going to be a part of that rebuild. What do you guys think?
I don't think they need to rebuild. What are we, Jonathan, are you still there? What are we rebuilding?
Not rebuild. I'm sorry. Keeping the future, like maintaining him on the team. He's a pivotal piece.
Oh, you're saying re-sign him?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny. Yeah. It's funny. You know, he has 16 saves this year. He has 16 saves. Wow. Yeah, people are like, not winning enough. He's not getting a lot of save opportunities. He has 16 saves with an ERA of 2.7 and then going down. He started to look like Felix Bautista of old. He has 36 strikeouts and 26 and two-thirds innings pitched. And most of his 17 walks came early on in the season.
Yeah.
Felix Bautista started to look like Felix Bautista. 16 saves. If I'm not mistaken, he's 16 out of 17. opportunities. I think he's blown one save, if I'm not mistaken. I'll look that up. I think he only has one blown save. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this beautiful Monday morning, it's going to be hot, hot, hot. I'm loving it. KD heads to Houston. Did the Rockets fleece the Suns? We'll talk about that at 7:30. But on the other side, it's Commissioner's Baltimore.
Yeah, what the hell's going on in Fells Point?
Oh, my God.
We got a lot to talk about here. Just, I don't know if people are aware of what's happening in this weekend alone. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. We got to talk about it.
Commissioner's Baltimore up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Time for Commissioner's Baltimore with Eddie. What's up, man?
A lot. I mean, a whole lot. We keep hearing that it crimes down. And it is, apparently, statistically. But man, there's certain pockets are just not good right now. And this is serious stuff because I don't think he's getting attention because he focuses on homicide so much. That we're losing sight of. There's a lot of other things that are terrifying going on in this town. And particularly in the tourist areas. I'm talking like, Fells Point. It's one of those things where, I know it's important no matter where it happens. That's true. But if you can't have people visit your city and feel safe, because every city's got places people just don't go. I mean, you wouldn't go to Cabrini Green in Chicago. You wouldn't go to certain areas in New York City. This place you just don't go. But if you all of a sudden you can't go to, nice places or tourist places that are traditionally, meccas of tourism with restaurants and bars and things, places to buy clothes and souvenirs and stuff like Fells Point. It's been nuts. Like 2 weeks ago, we had a double shooting at Fells Point, and that made big news.
Mm-hmm.
Then, this week you had a kid shot, he's 25 years old, but there was a fight on Fleet and Alisana, and fight breaks a couple hours later, 25-year-old victim shot at that location. So it sounds like retaliation, somebody mm-hmm. came back to square what would have happened there. But there's stuff you don't hear about, we continue with Fells Point for a second. There was a fatal stabbing. It's a little, a little further up Broadway, but on the 100 block of South Broadway, 2 o'clock in the morning, police are called to a man with a stab wound and dies. Just because it wasn't a gun doesn't mean it wasn't a murder. So a guy stabbed to death at 2 o'clock in the morning on Broadway. Then you had, this thing that, happened at Fleet and Alisena. And then 1600 block of Bank Street this weekend. Two vehicles set on fire. Two. Just somebody decided to torch two cars. Just
randomly.
Apparently, yeah. And, the other one, you had a kid shot here this weekend also. The 600 block of South Broadway. 3:30 in the morning. Shot. And you got two people shot in Southwest. DOA, both of them. 2200 block of Christian Street. In the daytime, excuse me. I mean, it's just like, there's a lot going on. And people keep thinking it's so much better, so much. It's really like, they really got to take a look at it. And I wish the mayor would be a little more honest about it. Not saying things aren't better, because they are. But there's a lot going on that's still happening. You can't just ignore this stuff and deny it. And you certainly can't have it going on in your tourist areas, because you already kind of surrendered down the Inner Harbor, where that looks like a ghost town. And now Fell's Point, the store owners don't want to be open. I mean, if you had a business there,
I wouldn't.
It's the other stuff too. It's not just the obvious stuff like this. You have people shot and stabbed, and it's only 2 weeks apart from the double shooting that you have this one. So you have all that going on, and the business owners saying they're really fearful of opening up their places. Like, oh man, that ain't good. That's not good, because if that's happened, then people are afraid to come downtown. They're afraid to go to Fell's Point. And I tell people, you and I have this conversation,
mm-hmm.
About your kids, if you want them to go down there.
I don't.
Right.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't.
Yeah.
I tell them all the time.
We've had this conversation, because I wouldn't either. If Jack was in town, I would absolutely positively tell him, please don't go there. Because you don't know when it's going to erupt, and this is happening, and there's people being shot by strays down there. And then there's the other stuff that goes on. This is just the stuff you hear about. Someone in this building can get held up down Fell's Point. Gunpoint.
Really?
At night, works in establishment down there. Gunpoint robbery.
Jeez.
So it's like, and that didn't make the news. I just know because it's someone I know. And it's just like, this is happening a lot. A whole lot. And then, you see the big crowds gathering down there. They shouldn't be down there. All of a sudden, they're blocking off the streets. Fights break out. And then you have shootings that come with it after. And even if there's no shooting, you're down there with your family. Do you want to be in the middle of a big fist fight that happens to break out on Broadway? Uh-uh. Do you want, guys popping wheelies, the 12 o'clock boys coming down there and popping wheelies where you have trying to have your French fries outside and they're riding on the sidewalks, which I've seen with my own eyes? Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. They can take control of this place. But that's what's happening. And this is just this weekend I'm talking about. This just took place this weekend. And this is stuff I could find. This is stuff that's, I don't know, it's unreported or, it just didn't make the news.
Why are we acting as if these things are acceptable? These things are okay. They're not causing trouble. They're just, no, it is trouble. It's inconvenience. Trouble.
Yeah. It's dangerous.
Even if they don't commit a crime, that's not the time and place for that. It's not.
No.
Nobody wants that.
No.
Seriously. Nobody wants that. Nobody's picking on them. That's just not where you're supposed to ride your bikes.
Right.
That's that simple.
That's the rules.
You just don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, they have no other place to do it. Not my problem.
Yeah, then that's also not true.
Just be well, but yes. Even if it is, it's not my problem.
Right.
Don't invade on my space because you don't have a place. We'll build somewhere for them. Well, while you figure that out, don't let them do it here.
Right. And in your heart of hearts, if they've been talking about this since I've been commissioner, building them a bike, a big bike park to go to for the dirt bikes. If you did, you think they're going to go?
No, because they like doing it.
They like this.
Yeah.
They like doing this. They like, scaring the crap out of people, and then causing all kinds of problems. daring motorists to hit them on, you know, on Pratt Street, which we've all seen. So I don't know what the answer is anymore, because I feel like they let it go. You let things go, it's real hard to get them back. And I think that not now, because I mean,
you think we're near the passing the point of no return?
They're doing a good job getting it back, but you shouldn't have to get it back, because I think right now things are going better. I think the police department's headed in a better direction. I think things are better with the new commissioner. But I mean, they're making progress, but this still goes on. And I think, imagine if when things were successful, like, there was a time when the city had fewer than 200 murders in the recent past, when Bielfeld was commissioner. And then they get away from all the things that we were doing, from, you know, my years to his years and all that stuff, that with good things were happening. And they went up to nearly 400 murders a year, and things were out of control, and the consent decree. It's like what the Orioles are going through now. You dig yourself a big enough hole,
you can't get out of it.
You can't get out of it.
Yeah.
That's how what happened in the city. Like, you ignore it, you ignore it, you ignore it. And before you know it, it's like, holy good God, like, what happened here? And then you start getting it back, and it's great. You know, but it's like, a guy who weighs 400 pounds, and he loses 25, and he's all excited. Like, yeah, okay, but you let yourself go, like, to your enormous. Like, now you made some inroads, but not good, not good.
Ryan Ripken joins us at 7:45, but on the other side, KD heads to Houston. Did the Rockets get fleeced? Well, I should say, did they fleece the Suns? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I just felt like, they wanted me to go. So it's like, I'm glad we both, they got what they wanted and I got what I wanted. So we can move on, and good luck to them going forward. And I always remember my time there, but we on something else.
Did John Jones make you lose a little respect for him with this retirement? We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock. But right now, that's KD from yesterday. Talked about his trade from the Phoenix Suns now to the Houston Rockets. Can we go back? KD spent his first 9 years of his career in OKC. OKC came back down. Golden State came back down 3-1 in the playoffs, beat OKC. What does Kevin Durant do the next year? He joins him. Wins a title with him, a couple of titles with him. And then leaves there. And he's going to build things at Brooklyn. Then he leaves there. He's going to build things at Phoenix. So let's count the bodies. Seattle, OKC, because he's played his first year in Seattle, his rookie of the year. Seattle, OKC, he didn't bring home the bacon. Brooklyn, he didn't bring home the bacon. Phoenix, he didn't bring home the bacon. What did he bring home the bacon?
Golden State.
A team that had brought the bacon home before and after him.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time saying that KD is a difference maker when it comes to championships. When outside of a team that's already built to win championships, he's never won a championship. Why should I believe, Ed, if I'm a Houston Rocket fan, that he's going to deliver this for me?
I have no idea. I really don't. I look at what they gave up for him. Like, damn. He's like 37 years old.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Like, you look at trades like this. I mean, you're talking about Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, number 10 pick this year, and 5 second round picks.
Yeah.
You give up 6 draft picks and 2 players.
Keep in mind, he averages about 18 shots a game. So he's, and KD's a guy that'll tell you in a minute, man, I don't feel like doing it right now.
Yeah.
I don't feel like doing it. I think he's a tremendous scorer. He's a tremendous player.
But I'm just in the history of the game.
I'm just not in love, man. I ain't with it.
I mean, he's 8th all time in points. I mean, he's, he's one of the greatest of all time if you look at it that way statistically. But I don't know if I take him for all that at this point in his career. I don't know. And everyone seems to bring him in as the guy that's going to get them to the promised land. It hasn't happened. So I don't know what they
If you want to give him credit for Golden State, I'll let you go ahead. But just riddle me this.
That's silly.
How was Golden State able to do it with him? I mean, before and after.
Yeah.
He didn't bring championships to Golden State. He joined the championship team.
Yeah.
He couldn't. Golden State was so good, he wasn't messing that up. That locker room was solid. Mm-hmm. And there's a man by the name of Draymond Green. It ain't letting you mess that up.
No. That's right. That's Draymond's team.
Draymond checked him a couple of times, if you remember.
I absolutely remember. Because I, you know, a fan of Draymond.
You better get together, man.
Yeah.
I think Draymond was probably the reason he got out of town. Because he couldn't beat Durant.
Yep. If I was going to bet on anybody who did that, I would think it'd be Draymond.
I'm taking nothing away from KD, the player. I just don't know if KD is the guy that could lead you to the promised land. I don't know if he's that guy. He's yet to prove that in his career. He's had several attempts. He had that in OKC, fell short. He tried in Brooklyn, fell way short.
That was a disaster. You had three premier players. I mean, three superstars on that team. And I thought they were going to take it. They did nothing.
If that was disastrous, Ed, Phoenix this year went 36-46.
I know.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like he was off and injured. He played 62 games. Let's go to Trey and Joppa. What's up, Trey?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
First off, I do got to give a disclaimer. Kevin Durant, my favorite player all the time. So I'm definitely, you can call bias, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
But I'm a defend him till the wheels fall off. And let me just say this. The thing that kills me about anything, anybody, usually most things that people got to say bad about Kevin Durant, he ain't never quit on a team. He ain't never came out of shape. When you know what you get out of Kevin Durant. You talking about a guy that leaves it all on the floor, ain't a flopper. All the things you like.
Let me ask you a question. In 2022, why did he only play 39 games with Brooklyn and 8 games with Phoenix?
He was hurt, Rob.
What was the injury?
Hurt.
What was the injury?
Lingering injuries.
Okay.
Ankle injury.
Okay.
I think he had an MCL sprain in his knee.
Okay.
But guess what? You ain't never got to question no load management. Ain't no sitting out. Ain't, like I said, everything you love about ethical basketball, that's Kevin Durant. And I look at other guys like James Harden, guys that quit on teams, and they don't get enough slander.
Number one, James Harden is no Kevin Durant. That's number one. So he's not going to get the same slander that Kevin Durant gets, if you're going to call it slander. I don't have the same expectations of James Harden that I have of Kevin Durant. I'm not denying anything personal with Kevin Durant. He is one of the best basketball players of his generation.
Mm-hmm.
But I answer the question. He's been called upon several times to be the guy to lead you to the promised land. When has he done it?
Rob, I need my teammates to do their job.
When has he done it? Come on, man. Yeah, so now it's everybody else's fault?
Let's talk about Brooklyn, Ed, how Kyrie Irving sat out on us, how James Harden showed up out of shape, couldn't even run up and down the court.
What happened to Phoenix? What happened to Phoenix? Why couldn't he deliver in OKC?
In my opinion, I'm saying Phoenix was a bad constructed team. If you look at it, Rob, and you know basketball, you're a coach. They didn't have no rim protector. Why is Kevin Durant at 37 the best wing defender on the team? Give me a break.
Tell me why he's going to win in Houston.
I like Houston coach, defensive culture.
He's a great coach. Great coach.
They got a big man. If you know about A-Man Thompson,
I do.
Young up-and-coming guard.
He's a beast.
You know. Yeah, I mean, give me some good team construction. No, is he going to go to a team by himself and single-handedly?
Nobody can. Anybody to do that. That's been proven. You got to have at least three in the NBA to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You got to have at least three.
Yeah.
I mean, one man ain't going to do it. Jordan had three or two others with him. So I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, to me, this is it for him, Trey. If he doesn't do it here, then in my opinion, he's going to go down as the guy that could never deliver because Golden State wasn't his.
The shots, though. When it got hard, who'd the coach give the ball to? I made the big shots.
All right.
Curry didn't make them shots.
And guess what? They made it before him and after him. They gave it to him. They made it before him and after him. Who made the big shots for them when he wasn't there? Before and after. Come on, man.
Man's defended his guy.
I will say this. Trey kept it real.
Yep.
He said, before I go on.
So.
And that's why I was able to have a conversation with him, because he showed his hand.
Yep. Totally get where you're coming from.
The John. Oh, really? Yeah. Understatement of the day.
Yep.
Ding! The John Bo Jones make you lose a little respect for him. We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, we'll talk some baseball with our guy, Ryan Ripken, up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, Ryan Ripken. What's going on, Ryan?
What's going on, fellas? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too. Listen, you could have gone 5-2. You should have gone 4-3. But going on a road, playing the top two teams in the East, I'll just say this. Going 3-4 wasn't a disaster.
I'd agree. I think it's for the whole season for the Orioles overall, right, where you felt like you had moments of games throughout where you were not in it, or then a lot of games where you had moments where, you know what, if we had just won this game or that game, you could look up and see the Baltimore Orioles right around 500, right? Like, that's kind of like the microcosm of the season. Because when the Orioles lost series earlier in the year, right, it was they'd have an uncompetitive game in the series, and then they would have a game that came down to the last few innings, or is it one inning specifically, that the other team would make the plays, and that would shift from them winning the series or losing it. And that's kind of what happened in this road trip, right?
Absolutely.
Tampa, you had a game, 8-0, we know, and I got to give the guys a lot of credit for the next day washing that from your memory. That's a hard thing to do. And you go up and you go out there and even the series. But then the same thing happened in New York, where you take game one, the Yankees smack you in the mouth game two, and you're right there, and you could have come back to Baltimore feeling really good. But it could be worse. I, the biggest thing for me is survive on the road. You got to win at home. And for the Orioles coming home now, starting tonight, can you get back on track? Because I do like the direction that the team's going. They are playing more competitive. Now you just got to finish those games when you have the opportunity.
We have two catchers go down in the same series. kind of unusual. You've got one in the minors. Everyone's talking about it. Everybody's talking about Basayo for a long time. And heard Mancelino say, well, we're not going to bring him up unless we feel he's ready. What do you think about the situation they're in? I get not bringing a guy up before you think he's absolutely ready, but he sounds like he's, his power's there. He's hitting home runs at a pace in the minors like Aaron Judge's in the majors. And you've got that. And now you have a need. I mean, you can't have one catcher on the roster. What do you think happens here?
You know, I thought until have situation, and I guess, you know, am I missing any other thing? Is there like a timeline for Maverick right now?
No, I haven't heard anything either.
Yeah. Right. So you're hoping anything's minor, but still, like, you know, a catcher just took a shoulder elbow to the face the other day. You know, it didn't look good. He had to leave the game, right? Mm-hmm. The biggest thing with these young prospects, and I understand for the need and the urge and the excitement with Sam. And Sam's a dude. Sam Basayo is everything that you would hope a prospect has a ceiling to be. Now, what he turns out to be, again, they're prospects for a reason. We don't know. But he looks pretty damn good for what he's done. But having said that, he's only played 68 or 69 games in AAA. So that's number one. He hasn't caught all of those games at AAA either. And if you have a need and you need to get him up there and get his feet wet, sure. But you know what I want? I want Sam Basayo, when you say, Sam, we're turning it over to you to come to the big leagues. In the past years, which hasn't been the case, I don't want Sam Basayo to come up and get sent back down. I don't want him to come to the big leagues and sit for a few days. I understand that there's this feeling that you owe it to the team to win. But for me, I think you owe it to Sam. And like Jackson now playing every day, I was worried about that last year, of Jackson coming up, going down, and then him trying to get the confidence back. I don't want Sam to lack that. I want, when Sam Basayo steps onto a Major League Baseball field, you have made the decision as an organization that he is going to be a focal point of this team, and you're going to give him every opportunity. And that's why right now I don't know, with Gary Sanchez on the roster, if you're going to say, Sam, we're going to let you play X amount of catcher, and then when you're not, you're going to DH and play first. Maybe I'm wrong. No. Maybe I am, but I don't. That's just what I think's going to happen. And so I'm curious what the corresponding moves, but I'll tell you what, Sam is doing everything possible to say that, hey, I'm knocking on the door to join the big league club in Baltimore.
Ryan, if you are wrong, then I'm wrong too, because that's exactly what was my take earlier today. You don't bring him up to fill a void for an injury. You bring him up when he's ready to stay. And if you're wrong about that, when you bring him up, then so be it. But you don't bring him up because you have an injury. And I think Tony Mancillino said the same thing. You bring a guy like that up, a top prospect up, because you think he's ready.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing with – and that was the thing with Jackson last year, where I get it. You know, and the Orioles – and this is why I try to give – tell people about this whole situation with Baltimore, right, where they're going, what are you doing with all these prospects? And – you got to figure out what you have. But the Orioles were in a situation where they were exceeded expectations earlier than expected, and you still had the jury out on prospects, but then you also had a team that was competing to be the top team in the American League. So how do you figure that out, knowing there's going to be growing pains? But now you're in a situation where, and like, the reason that example is Jackson Holliday last year, because personally, I would have just said Jackson sink or swim last year. You know, but we're riding with you. Happened this year. But for Sam, I don't want to see that. I want to see exactly the part of go out there and play. And for the Orioles, let's put it this case. I hope that they're 3-4 games back and they're right in the thick of it, which I think they have a good chance at the deadline. They got, what, a month plus to continue the grind. If you get fully out of it, saying Sam's ready, well, guess what? Sam Basayo, you're coming up here, no pressure, but we're going to play you for the last 2 months. Then I'm cool with that. But there is a psychology to the player that I think people underestimate. And I don't want to mess with any of that with such a talented player, because I do think of all the guys offensively, Sam Basayo, it sounds different. It comes off the bat different.
Yeah.
His baseball IQ is super impressive for a guy that's 20 years old and is being asked to be a catcher and to play other positions like first. I'm really, really excited about him. Let's not mess him up. Let him be, and his time's going to be great when he comes to Baltimore.
Ryan, what can we hear you the rest of the week?
I will be on tonight, actually. So when the Birds get back on track tonight, join for Baltimore Baseball tonight. I got my own show, Ryan Erkin Show, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Ripping with Ryan on Friday with you guys on the Fam.
There you go. You're the man. Thanks a lot, Ryan. Have a good one.
I appreciate
it. Stay cool,
you guys,
man.
Have a great week.
You too.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'll take you inside the Orioles clubhouse at 8:30, but on the other side, John Bones Jones has decided to retire. But does that retirement make you lose a little bit respect for him? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.